wet. My name is Petty Wet. I am 9 hands high. That is a very good size for a pony like me. I am just the right size for my girl Jane. When I first got Jane, she did not know how to ride. She jerked my reins. She fell off me for no good reason. Worst of all, she forgot my treats. She has a lot to learn. I told my friend Carol. You will teach her, said Carol. Carol is one smart cat. I was not Jane's only teacher. Miss Lolly helped. She said the words, focus, Jane. Heels, down, down, down. I did the rest. A steady walk. A smooth trot, a gentle center, Jane's riding got better. She's starting to feel like a girl. I told Carol not a sack of carrots. Is that because she's a better rider, asked Carol, or because she's giving you treats? Carol knows me very well. One sunny day, Jane was ready to start jumping. Miss Lolly set up the cross rails. Jumping is hard work. After our first lesson, I waited for my treat, but Jane forgot it. I do not forget how to walk, or trot, or jump. I told Carol later, how could she forget my treats? Carol licked her paws. Maybe you can remind her, she said. Maybe I could. The next day we jumped some more. Jane did not stay on me very well. She was not happy. Neither was Miss Lolly. Jane forgot my treats. She also forgot to close my stall door. I decided to go for a walk. The chickens got in my way, so I chased them. I went swimming in the pond. I scared the frogs. The garden was full of tasty nibbles. I jumped over the fence to eat them all. Jane found me there. Petty Wag, she cried. What are you doing? Silly question, I thought. And I ran away. Jane ran after me, out of the garden, past the chicken coop, and around the pond. Jane could not catch me. But Miss Lolly could. That was the end of my walk. Paddywhack, you are a very naughty pony, she said. And you, she told Jane, are a forgetful girl. You must always remember to close Patty's stall. A little later, Jane came to my stall. Paddywhack, she said, I saw you jump the garden fence. Your jump was perfect. It was much better than the jumps you do for me. There are reasons for that, I thought. Let's make a deal, said Jane. My ears wiggled. I was listening. Please jump for me the way you jumped the garden fence, said Jane. If you do, I will give you this many treats every time. She held out three treats. I ate them fast. The next day, Jane and I jumped and jumped. Each jump was perfect. Fantastic, cried Miss Lolly. Jane gave me all my treats. The jumps got higher. We worked hard. Jane gave me treats every day. I was proud of her. Early one morning, Jane groomed me for a long time. She polished my hooves. She braided my mane. She and Miss Lolly led me into the van. Where were we going? We got out in a big field. There were horses and ponies and trailers all around us. We were at a horse show. I saw lots of old friends. We, whinnied and sniffled and pranced for each other. Then Jane rode me to the ring. Our first class was walk trot. Easy, I thought, but it wasn't easy for Jane. She held her crop upside down. She lost a stirrup. She dropped the reins. There were five of us in the class. We came in fifth. Next was walk trot center. Jane can do this, I thought, but I was wrong. There were six in the class. We came in sixth. Okay. Cross rails were next. Miss Lolly patted Jane's shoulder. You and Patty can show off your jumping, she said. Good, I thought. Lots of treats. Jane looked unhappy. She whispered in Miss Lolly's ear.
Really?
She said Miss Lolly, frowning. You'd better have a talk with him. Jane led me away from the ring. Paddywhack, she said, I have something to tell you. I forgot your treats.
What?
My ears went back. I couldn't believe it. I know we had a deal, said Jane, but I messed up. She hung her head. I wouldn't blame you if you dumped me right in front of the judges, she said. Now there's an idea, I thought. Miss Lolly hurried over. The jumping class was starting. Jump the way you jumped the garden fence, begged Jane. Please, Paddy. I am a pony with a good heart. I decided to help Jane. When the judge called, walk, I moved evenly so Jane could sit up tall. When she called, trot, my trot was as smooth as ribbon silk. Then came the cross rail. I pretended I was jumping the garden fence. Jane kept her head up and her heels down. We were perfect. Miss Lolly gave us a thumbs up. So did the judge. When we got home, Jane gave me more treats than I could count. Then she brushed me and kissed me and rubbed my nose. Paddywhack, she said, you are the best pony in the world. I will never, ever forget you or your treats again. And she did it. The end.